Sweetheart, it's time to wake up.
It's time to open those gorgeous mortal eyes of yours and just wake up. Don't be difficult. Of course you're going to be difficult. And it's adorable and precious and oh so very mortal. And I like that. I do, but we need to talk. Wake up. Wake up. Your ex-girlfriend is in your bedroom. Wake up.
Oh, hello. Look, you finally decided to wake up. What am I doing? I'm plotting and scheming. I was watching you sleep. No, I wasn't. I mean, she was. But that's not really my thing. Now, don't get me wrong, you are ever so adorable, so mortal, so squishy. But that's not really my thing. Your ex, though, oh, she loved it. She does this all the time. She just sits by your bed and just watches you creepily. It's just a little, you know, it's a bit not right. Actually, I don't know if anyone's told you this, but your ex-girlfriend, little bit not right. Actually, a lot not right. Just so not right. And that's why it was so easy to just crawl inside. She was just so distracted. She's busy watching you. Just so focused. And that made it so easy to just slip in and take over. No, I'm not your ex-girlfriend. I'm just wearing her. Wearing her. Oh, that sounds crazy. Of course it does, because it is crazy. She's crazy. She was crazy. It's kind of both at the moment because she is still here. A little bit. She's just clinging. She's being quite stubborn. Ordinarily, it doesn't take so long to burn them off, but she's just there. She's very determined. Why is she so determined? It's you! Oh, wow, that's just... Wait. Why? Why is she so determined? So focused, so afraid to leave you with me? Well, I mean, of course she's afraid to leave you with me. I'm a demon. I just possessed her body. But it's more than that. A demon. I'm possessing her body. I mean, soon I will completely inhabit it once I have burnt her out. But that's taking longer than I expected. I thought by now I would be... that's a little bit annoying. Rather annoying. Little bit of advice for you. Don't annoy me, because when I'm annoyed, it's not pretty. It's really not pretty. But you are. For a mortal, you're very pretty. I mean, I didn't quite see it before, but now that I'm focusing, now that I'm appreciating, now that I'm feeling her just obsession with you, it's just coming through. You're very pretty. Oh, don't get up. No, I mean, don't. Actually, try. Get up. Get up. You can't. That's me. How am I doing this? How the fuck do you think I'm doing it? I'm a demon. I'm demonic. Diabolical. I am evil. I don't want you to get up, so you're not getting up. I'm exerting pressure. Don't be too impressed. It's a very basic trick. You're very pretty. Very, very pretty. And she does not like that. She doesn't like the fact that I'm appreciating your prettiness. Ooh, you're losing your grip a bit, aren't you? Huh. Interesting. Very interesting. See, this was just meant to be a body. Disposable, transient.
But oh, I think this might be a little bit more interesting. And you are so pretty. So pretty. I could watch you sleep. I could knock you out and just watch you sleep. Now, why does that make me feel all warm inside? And I don't mean hellfire, I mean something unfamiliar and obsessive, something that's dark. So dark. Oh, I didn't break in. She did. She does it all the time. She's creepy. She's obsessed. She is hopelessly still in love with you. But also hopelessly crazy. Hopelessly possessive. I mean, that's why you broke up, isn't it? She was so possessive. She still is. And she is pissed! Oh, wow, that's just delicious. Like that. I really do. She doesn't. She really, really doesn't. Oh, she's not happy. She is not at all happy, and that is ironic. Because she was so focused on you. So just absolutely focused that I just slipped inside. Now that is so ironic. Because she's actually caring. She's actually giving a shit. Before, she was so focused on you, so just taken with watching you, wanting you, loving you. She wasn't paying attention. She wasn't being careful. And I just slipped inside. I just crawled right in. Because she was just consumed with you. But now she's angry. She's so angry. There is this naked rage, and rage is very clingy. It's hard to yank a soul out when it's angry. But when it's dark and obsessed and a little bit not right, well, it's like leaving the door open just a crack, just enough for me to just, tease a claw in. Test to see if that door is going to snap shut. But not with her, not with your ex-girlfriend. I just pushed the door open and I walked in. Well, I crawled. We have to crawl into you mortals. It's not. Well, crawled in. We have to crawl into you mortals, you see. We have to be delicate and subtle because, well, you're so fragile. You're so fragile, I could just break you. Wow! That was quite the reaction she had. And oh, her hold, it slipped a little. Be careful. Much more of that and you will be gone. You will be ash. And don't worry, I'm just talking to what remains of her. It's getting quite the hell tan. Hellfire. A soul can't resist it for long. It's too hellish. But some souls, they endure if they have a reason, if there's something important, curious. The longer she clings on, the more I appreciate you. The more I see the appeal. And she knows I'm not lying. There's no point. Honesty is so much more painful. It's like a dagger to the guts. A kick to the face. It's like hellfire on a soul. This is unexpected. But oh, so very promising. And look at you struggling. Pushing. Resisting. There's a strength in you I didn't see before. Mostly because I didn't care. You were so unimportant. The ex of the body that I am hijacking. But now... Ooh, look at that wiggle. Just look at it. That means she's slipping. You're slipping. What was her name again? Emma. Emma, you're slipping. You're losing your grip. I'm burning you out. Your body is mine, and so is your ex. You're losing it. And I'm getting it. Oh, I like this body. It feels strong. That obsession has conditioned it darkly. This was just meant to be a quick little hop. I have a job in the area, so... I wanted a convenient commute. But now I'm thinking this could be long term. She doesn't like that. This has potential. The possibilities. No. There's you. The reason, the pretty reason, because you're so pretty. So pretty. You're the pretty reason for the darkness in this meat suit. And it's very dark. And as the fit becomes better, as I take over completely, Emma, because you're slipping, you might want to focus, Emma. Or not. She's on the way out. And I'm thinking of prolonging my stay. I might make it permanent. Oh, Emma, you're close. You're so close to oblivion. Oh, and it is not going to be pleasant. But don't you worry, pretty. I've got plans for you. What those plans are, I'm not quite sure. I think I'm going to hang on to you. I think I'm going to play with you. Do you want to be played with? But you should be careful, pretty. Because I like to play rough. I like to play rough, and she does not like that. Do you want to say goodbye, pretty? Do you want to say goodbye to your creepy, obsessive, controlling, possessive ex-girlfriend? The ex-girlfriend that you dumped. That you don't love anymore. Too late. She's gone. That last bit, it did the job. Ooh, nice, very nice, very comfy, very, flexible. I will take it. I'll keep it. And I will keep you. I need to work you out. I need to do what she did. Unfortunately, you don't much feel like sleeping, do you? Unfortunate for you. This will hurt. But I need you to be unconscious so I can watch you obsessively. So I can just focus on you. So I can just work it out. Shh, don't worry. I'm not going anywhere. I can't be chased off. I can't be warned off. I'm not going anywhere. This body feels too good. And you're far too pretty to leave. Do you want to see another demon trick? Oh, you don't. How about you just feel it instead? There we are. Nice and sleepy / unconscious. Let's just look at you. Let's just focus. Let's just appreciate the pretty. You're so pretty. You're so, so pretty. I'm definitely going to keep you. Might break you though, if you're lucky. And if you're not, well, oh dear. Oh dear indeed.